Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Shane Waldron is calling the plays. He was in Seattle the last 3 years off the Sean McVay tree.
Bears fans are super interested about the offensive coordinator coming in, Shane Waldron. What can you tell them about who they just hired to try to get this offense where it needs to go?
This is live?
Yeah. We're not live.
I'm playing. Good luck to y'all.
Yeah, I just don't get it. If I'm equal parts Bears fan and equal parts Seahawks fan, and I know what I know about Shane Waldron, you know, there's nothing about this hire that excites me. What I want out of my offensive coordinator is I want a guy that I could see as the future head coach. And there's nothing about Shane Waldron to me at all that screams future head coach.
Priding ourselves on having an offensive system, a group of coaches that can adapt and adjust the scheme to the player's skill set.
Williams pitches it to Swift. Swift in trouble, and down he goes! And the Colts hold!
Absolutely hate the play call. The play call is hard because when you get penetration in an option, it immediately forces the quarterback to be not a part of the play.
That was a 12-yard loss.
You know, because it's our job first to be great teachers, and then second, to be able to put guys in the right position, in the best position for their own individual success, to lead to our team's success.
And one of the things I discovered is they didn't have a first 15. You know, Shane was more so looking for, like, he had suggestions, and, you know, this is new for him, too. He's got a rookie quarterback. But I think Shane probably was trying to figure out, like, how to coach the rookie phenom. They wanted a vision. I think everybody wanted it. Caleb wanted it.
They go big here at the goal line, including Mercedes Lewis, the veteran tight end, and Roschon Johnson. They like to go to short yardage. Instead, look what they do.
Oh, the ball's out, Jim.
Ball is out. The ball is out, and it's picked up by the
Commanders. Keep running.
And they went with a play out of the Super Bowl down in New Orleans in 86. The French William Refrigerator Perry play, remember that?
We've gone with a number one overall pick and quarterback again. Is this the group that you're going to take forward?
Six quarters now without a target for Cole Kmet. I mean, they were very inept.
There's got to be a change and adjustment to what we're doing because we, you know, obviously lost three in a row. There will be changes, adjustments being made. Again, I'm not going to disclose those right now. I'm not at that point in the process. You know, Monday's a long day.
We've got some breaking news.
The Bears have fired offensive coordinator Shane Waldron.
He's gone, and we couldn't do nothing about it.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Giddy up and let's ride. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. That's Matt Spiegel. I'm Lawrence Holmes. We got Tanny. We got Shane. We got you until 6 o'clock, and man, do we have a show. Kurt Warner is going to join us in 15 minutes, and then 15 minutes after that, Lance Briggs is going to be on the show to start a weekly trip with Spiegel and Holmes. That's going to be awesome. Then one of the guys that you heard in the Goodfellas treatment, Dave Softy Mahler, is going to join us at 3:40, and our buddy Jason Leisure will join us at 4 o'clock. Major news of the day, Shane Waldron is out. I don't know why you couldn't have done this yesterday, but Speegs, they did it today.
Yeah, they could have done it last week as well, but they waited and they waited and they waited and they've done it now. And it's still
the only offensive coordinator the franchise has ever fired mid-season, which is staggering. Not just a head coach they've never fired, offensive coordinator either. A couple of them have left in mid-season in the past, but never something quite as simple as this. I mean, there are a million things to talk about and all the Caleb stuff swirling, but the news, like you said, is that they interviewed 9 people and chose this guy. And he clearly had no idea how to set up a young quarterback for success and how to use 3 different wideouts and a tight end and a running back who's really good in space in smart ways and prep this offense to get it better than it is. It's football, so there's always blame to go around. But clearly, this dude was terrible at design and execution and also couldn't hold the interest of the men he was tasked to lead. Other than that, he was a terrific hire.
Hello to everyone who's out there listening. Shout out to the mob who's there on Twitch. There's someone who texted in and said, this guy doesn't deserve the Goodfellas treatment. Tanny, I think that we are in lockstep here. There was so much meat on the bone. You got to give him the Goodfellas treatment.
Yeah, I agree with the texter in principle. Like, you know, I always have that internal, you know, dialogue. Like, does this person deserve it? Because usually we save these things for people who have accomplished at least something.
Well, that was the question. Like, what are the parameters? Do you have to be beloved or is it accomplishment-based or interest?
Well, the reality is it's just you're trying to tell the story, the good and the bad. It's
That's
not
right.
always just celebrating the good. But
was there any good in there?
Well, no, there wasn't. but when you get fired by the McCaskies after just 10 games, that's pretty historic right there. We are witnessing history right now.
We folks. Really are.
And how about all of the breadcrumbs that are inside there too? It's Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Yeah. Just like the pause. Like just the pause. Are we live? Are we live, right? Like all of that stuff.
When's the last time a broadcaster called the Bears offense inept during a game?
Glad we played it all yesterday. The unprecedented level of derision from Moose Johnston during the game. Yeah, there's a ton of breadcrumbs in there. And this is a guy who, how do you end up hiring him?
Speaks, this is my thing that I'm on. How does your hiring practice as an organization spin the wheel and land on this guy? It's hard for me to imagine. Wani talked a little bit about it this morning, where how does that guy walk into the room? And we know that even if you are a Shane Waldron fan, you don't think of him as someone who necessarily like commands the room. How does he walk into that room and fool Ian Cunningham, Ryan Poles, and Matt Eberflus into hiring him?
I have a partial answer for that. Been thinking about this a lot. The McCaskies want somebody that they can push around a little bit at the very tippity top. And they get that. And then that person wants somebody that he can push around a little bit. And then that person wants somebody that he can push around a little bit. There is a vacuum of badasses in this organization. There is not a strong leader on that coaching staff at all. And Matt Eberflus, like you've said, he didn't want Cliff Kingsbury around because that's intimidation. I mean,
I would disagree with you about the entire coaching staff. Well, I think there are a couple of badasses on that coaching staff.
Defensive coordinator?
And defensive backs coach.
Okay, that's fine. But certainly nobody on the offensive side. We'll see. The way that the players are talking about Thomas Brown.
Maybe we'll find out that's the guy that... And Richard Hightower, mm-hmm. I would also consider a badass. So
Matt Eberflus, though, chose a very weak leader of a human being, without a doubt. And he also schematically had a whole bunch of issues, but a bad communicator who can't command a room, who doesn't threaten Matt Eberflus, the defensive head coach, that has to be a factor in how you end up with this guy. Not the only thing, but it's got to be a factor.
Let's say the personality is an issue that for them. Like I don't know if I want to go so far to say that Ryan Poles is weak. I don't buy that either. Or Ian Cunningham. But I do wonder on if you say you want like a softer guy at that spot.
And what I mean, I don't think Ryan Poles is weak necessarily, but he's not going to hire a head coach who's stronger than him. He's a little intimidated by that. And Brad Holmes wasn't intimidated by that.
Not
in Detroit.
One bit. You know, shout out to my cousin.
Right. So yes. So like you need. They don't. The McCaskies are afraid of a badass in the NFL in the head coaching position. That's for damn sure. And that can lead to weakness hiring weakness.
Well, I still go. If you're Eberflus and you look at what the resume is. Who did you talk to? Who did you call?
Pete Carroll. 3 years of Pete Carroll.
Did you even call Pete Carroll? Because everything that we've heard from Pete Carroll it's a flashing red light of not to hire this guy. And I know that sometimes because of the fraternity of coaches, like maybe you did call Sean McVay and Sean McVay was like, oh, you know, this guy is really smart and he can do a lot of stuff. What was your cross-checking? Like, how did you go about? And to me, it should be easy to have him in a room with Eberflus and say, okay, I'm running this. How are you going to beat me with this personnel?
Right.
Oh, that's how you, okay, I'm going to do this now. How do you beat that? Okay, you're going to do that? Cool. I'm going to A-gap mug and then drop my guys in the zone. How do you expect your rookie quarterback is going to beat that? I can't imagine that even on the board that Waldron won that conversation with Eberflus. And what Eberflus should be looking for, even if it's not a match personality type, you should want the smartest guy
you
could find to pair with your quarterback.
100%.
Because it's going to make it so that your career elongates. You're going to have a longer career if your offense is good because your defense is already good.
Yeah. Now, look, Lawrence, they thought the quarterback was going to be the great deodorant. They thought the quarterback was going to be that guy. And they're full of people that have not ever taught, really, and helped a rookie quarterback learn how to do this thing. What does Eberflus know about who he's talking to about that? You know, we're hoping that Poles brought whatever he observed in the Mahomes process in Kansas City.
But you would think
that's the best thing that we could have hoped for that was being brought.
There have been, what, 8 people on this staff that have been removed from 8 hires that Matt Eberflus has made
in the last 14 months
that have left here. You would think that inside of that process, there would be a refining of how do we go about finding the people that we want.
Mm-hmm.
And Thomas Brown was one of the guys that they reject, like interviewed for this job initially and didn't get it. Now he's got an opportunity to kind of turn things around, and we'll get to know him later on in the show.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff about Thomas Brown for you, including some context on what happened in Carolina that we got to get to.
It strikes me as such bad business practice to run your outfit like this, where even if you are, if you're intimidated by, I don't know, like a Dan Campbell type, if you're intimidated by someone who's got a lot of bluster.
Or a Cliff Kingsbury type.
You should still be looking for the expertise.
Dude, the no comment by Cliff Kingsbury when asked about his interview process has left a mark, has really left a mark. And then the stuff that's getting written by people, Mike Sando yesterday, and some of the stuff now about the power vacuum at Hallis Hall and historically in this franchise is some scary stuff. Man,
I do wonder if, like, the quarterback has deodorant, the quarterback fixes everything in your organization. I do wonder if they were like, it doesn't really matter who we hire because the quarterback's so smart that he's going to be able to work through it.
Quarterback told us a couple weeks ago, players on great teams, the players lead. He's a rookie talking about leading. He referenced it again this past Sunday. Didn't finish the quote, but he wanted to talk about it again, about how the players lead. And we've talked about it all year, that the players have been driving this bus way too damn much.
They have been. And the thing that I would say as it pertains to making that jump in leadership is what worked in high school for you as an elite player, what worked for you in college as a Heisman Trophy winner might not work for you in the NFL. And those are things that you have to work through. And I have faith that I might be the only one at this point that has faith that Caleb can work through a lot of this stuff and become a great leader. But I think that there are some questions in that regard too, of what are you doing? Are you doing something to get better every single day?
Mm-hmm.
I think that there are questions in that regard. Let's talk with Kurt Warner. He's going to join us to get his thoughts on all of this stuff. Don't go anywhere. Lance Briggs at 3 o'clock. You're listening to
the holidays are all about sharing with family. meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Score.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.